It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Emma Peterson. Hello, Emma.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We bounced around a little bit, but we finally caught up to each other. This is kind of cool for me.
Yeah, this is so awesome.
Nice. A new tune called Hurt Like Hell. We'll talk about that in just a second, Emma. But first of all, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Emma Peterson. I'm a country singer-songwriter from Manitoba. I grew up in a small town just north of Dauphin where they host Dauphin's Country Fest. And I'm currently living in Brandon. And yeah, I just have this new song that I released out into the world. And it's been a while since I released music, so I'm really pumped about this one.
Nice. So living so close to Dauphin's Country Fest, you probably wanted to jump on that stage anytime, I guess, hey?
Oh, yes. I remember as a kid wanting to go, and I always had to wait until I was old enough. My parents didn't let me go when I was young. But I just, all the time I remember watching, I was so, always got so excited to see all the performers, mostly see the writers and the band play, and just hoping that one day I'd be able to be on that big stage.
Nice. Who do you listen to? And who did you listen to then? And who do you listen to now?
I remember actually seeing Lady Antebellum, and kind of how I got my start in the music industry was with the CMT Chevy Tailgate Challenge, and the contest started at different festivals, and one of them was at Dauphin's Country Fest, and I was backstage with Paul McGuire actually waiting to hear who won our round of the contest, and Lady Antebellum was next to us on a bus, and I got to meet them backstage. It was kind of a first full circle moment for me, because when I started playing guitar, I played Lady Antebellum songs, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Nice. That's really cool. Good for you. Now, this new song of yours called Hurt Like Hell. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so I before I went to a write to Nashville, I was going down to Nashville at the end of 2019, I kind of was trying to come up with some ideas, and Hurt Like Hell was just this familiar phrase that I found that I was using, a lot of other people were using, and I kind of tried to think of how to spin it into a song, and I found a way just to say how when you get the courage to say goodbye to someone, it hurts like hell, and sometimes you're in a situation that hurts like hell, but sometimes getting through that pain is worth it. So that was kind of where the inspiration of the song came from.
Nice. Where did you record it?
I recorded the song in Winnipeg. Murray Pulver and Roman Clark were the producers on this song. Murray, he used to be with Doc Walker and Crash Test Dummies, and he's really been a really good mentor for me in the country music world. And Roman Clark has this really sweet pop influence, so their minds together on this song just were so great.
Nice. I've known Murray for quite some time, and it's funny whenever you say whenever anybody says they're getting work done in Manitoba, 9 times out of 10, Murray's got his hands on it.
Oh yeah, he's phenomenal, and he's just such a nice guy. He's awesome.
What kind of advice did he give you when you were recording it?
The best advice that Murray gives me is to stay true to who I am and what I want to say. Usually before we go to record songs, I meet with him and I kind of show him all my original music, and we pick through what we think is going to be the best. And he's very good at knowing what songs are kind of close to my heart and that I really like. And though we all want to be on the mainstream country music scene, he always says make sure when you're doing that what you're saying and the music that you're putting out is genuine to you, and that's the most important part. So he's really good for that.
That's terrific advice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I know, sure. And it really helps me as a new artist and kind of trying to figure out what I want to say and what I want to do. So it's been good.
Nice. Are you involved with the Manitoba Country Music Association at all?
Yeah, I am actually. Through the CMT Chevy Tailgate Challenge, I reached out to them to help me promote the contest. And through there, I was able to kind of be more involved with the association. And actually, just in 2019, I won the Emerging Artist Award there. So it's they've been so great and really supportive.
Boy, success just follows you everywhere you go, it looks like, hey?
Well, I try.
Good for you. Good for you. And this is such a cool tune as well. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Emma? What's the best way for that?
So pretty much I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. If you search up Emma Peterson Music, I will be there. And just make sure, give me a follow and reach out. I love engaging with people and hearing what they think of the music as well.
Emma, it was a real pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with this new song, and we'll talk again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Emma Peterson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.